Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening this morning that these teachings just help her have a lot of clarity to be able to see the attacks of Satan so that she can be on guard, and especially if she has children or grandchildren or just anybody, any children that she's looking out for. Ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos and talking about times of judgment, how dangerous they can get, and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly, but understanding that once you do, you're going to get persecuted, but you can understand persecution much better if you understand Bible prophecy, because a lot of it just plays out on a smaller scale in your own personal life, okay? And then taking a look at the Nebuchadnezzar statue, the last portion of iron, and how it relates to communism, and going through the Communist Manifesto, just having gone through in the previous podcasts about brainwashing kids, in all honesty, and what their ideology is, which is really interesting, because when you read it, they're saying that the proletariat doesn't have basically a family unit, which couldn't be farther from the truth. I personally grew up having been poor myself, and then also too growing up around a lot of what they would typically call proletariats, which is the working class, and they've got a very strong family unit. Very, very strong. Having money and capital is not related to having family. That's just silly. But one thing you do want to be aware of, okay, is that this is already happening, okay, where it says replacing home education with social. It really baffles me, being a homeschooler, when I look at, when you homeschool, depending, I guess, on what state you're in, but in the state that we're in, you're considered both the principal and the teacher. So you have freedom with your curriculum, and you evaluate different curriculums, and you also can take a look at the state's curriculum and what's standardized. And it never ceases to surprise me at how a big chunk of education is social. And it is. I'm sitting there looking and going, why would a school take the place of basically a parent teaching, you know, just social values, what would be considered family values, in all honesty? A school's role and responsibility is to teach things like math, reading, writing, you know, things of, you know, education, learning, you know what I mean? Just intellectual things, you know what I mean? Just basically helping your, sorry, my little baby has the hiccups back there. But basically just teaching things that are, you know, just education based. But lately there's this huge push, and I don't remember this happening when I was younger, but to where it's part of an actual curriculum to teach, basically things like what is, you know, wrong and right, and just how you're supposed to be a good person. It's basically social education, okay? It's indoctrination, which is what it really is. And a lot of it's just really wrong, and it's without God, and it's just a very bad thing, because nobody can teach someone what is wrong and what is right without the Holy Spirit, okay? So you've got these educators trying to teach children these things, and it's getting really strange, because now they're getting into all this binary gender stuff, and it's just, and so you really need to prepare yourself, because this place is going to be ready for a massive curse when you teach children things like that. The Lord is going to be furious. This is already happening, this aspect here, okay, of social education. It's just very liberal and teaching children, you know, to fight back and to question and to this and to that, and basically just be rebellious on many levels. But if you look at basic curriculum, with schools, you'll see there's a big chunk that's dedicated, just like math and just like reading, just like writing and just like literature. It's social education. So this is already happening. I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, she really humbles herself and asks fast, be filled with your Holy Spirit, and reads her KJV Bible from cover to cover. When she's done, she reads it again. I ask all these prayers, you Father, Son, Jesus' name. Amen.